10, empty on the inside. She grew up around AA and had all the answers, except when it came to her own life.
I spent my life acting as if. Either acting as if I knew. I didn't ask teachers questions in school. They might find out I didn't know the answer. Or acting as if I didn't care. I always felt as though everyone else had been given the directions to life, and I had been somewhere else when God was handing them out. To me, you either knew how to do something, or you didn't. You could play the piano, or you couldn't. You were a good ball player, or you weren't. I don't know where I learned the attitude that it wasn't all right not to know, but it was a certainty in my life, and it almost killed me. The concept of set a goal, work for the goal, achieve the goal, was foreign to me. You either had it or you didn't. And if you didn't, you couldn't let on. You might look bad. I never once stopped to consider that others might really have to work hard for what they had. Gradually, my attitude translated into contempt for those who did know. Leave it to an alcoholic to look down on someone who is successful. My father joined Alcoholics Anonymous when I was 7. Many of my childhood Friday nights were spent at open AA meetings because we couldn't